Welcome, my name is Katarzyna Monika Pawlak. I'm the social media trainee editor of UEG Journal, and you're listening to UEG Journal podcast. Each episode will highlight one of the most relevant articles recently published in the journal in order to learn from the most up-to-date evidence and discuss with the authors the relevant findings of their research.
Welcome to the UEG Journal podcast on the paper Risk Factors, Epidemiology and Prognosis of Cholangiocarcinoma in Finland, published in paper copy in UEG Journal in December 2021. My name is Iago Rodriguez. I am a trainee editor of the journal and gastroenterologist in Bilbao, Spain, and I extend a very warm welcome to Dr. Barner Rasmussen from the Department of Gastroenterology at the Helsinki University Hospital in Finland, who will join me today for this interview. Dr. Barner Rasmussen, welcome. It is a great pleasure to have you here today, and congratulations for your excellent paper. You're a gastroenterologist and hepatologist in Finland, and you have worked with more colleagues in this paper. So please introduce yourself and your research team.
Hi, I'm, as you said, Nina Barner Rasmussen. I'm a specialist in gastroenterology and hepatology. And thank you very much for having me on your podcast. I work at the Helsinki University Hospital in Finland. I've been working there for around 10 years. And this paper is a part of my doctoral thesis. And my supervisor for the thesis is Professor Martti Färkkilä. He has always had an strong interest in primary sclerosing cholangitis, and my doctor's thesis is about PSC.
Great. Thank you for the background about your research team. And firstly, can I ask you to explain the background behind this study and why research in this area is so important?
Yes, my studies are most in primary sclerosing cholangitis, and we know that the lifetime risk of cholangiocarcinoma for PSC patients is very high. In a previous study, we looked at the epidemiology of PSC and also the malignancy risk, and we showed that the malignancy risk for PSC patient and cholangiocarcinoma was up to 200-fold. And in the first year from the diagnosis, it can be up to 900-fold, which is very high. We wanted to look at the epidemiology of cholangiocarcinoma in Finland because it hasn't been done before, and we wanted to do it in a population-based setting. We wanted to see if the incidence has changed over time, if it has become more prominent, and we always also wanted to see the risk factors, and we had a special interest, of course, in primary sclerosing cholangitis.
Fine, thank you. I think that that provides information about the whole problem and a great overview of the topic. And please, can you just describe the methods you use here therefore?
Yes, this was a registry-based study in Finland, and in most Nordic countries, we have these really great patients' registries. We have a cancer registry that was founded in 1952. And the earliest records that are in the registry are from the 1930s. And it's a very comprehensive registry. It gets its records from public hospitals, from private clinicians. It also gets automatically information from laboratories and pathologists. So as I said, it's very, very comprehensive. It's also linked to the death register from Finland, which is provided by Statistics Finland. So we have all when they've died and the patient and what they died of, which also, of course, helps in this kind of study. For the risk determinants, there's another nationwide registry in Finland, the patient registry, and it's also quite comprehensive. It doesn't get information from primary care, which is, of course, bad, but from all outpatient clinics, from hospitals, you get all the discharge codes and a lot of other things. All people in Finland have a personal identification code since, I I think it's in the 67 from that year. So you can link all these registers together with this identification code. One problem we had is when we wanted to look at the primary sclerosing cholangitis, it doesn't have an own ICD code. So this, for us and many others who study PEC, is a problem because you can't use these registers. You get a lot of other patients in between. But for a previous study, we looked at all PSC patients in the Helsinki University area of Finland. It comprised like 27% of the Finnish population. And we got all PSC patients from 1990 to 2014. And we used this as a sub-study for this, so we could look at the PSC for a risk determinant. And then we had the help of a statistician who then helped us to calculate the odd ratios for the different risk determinants. And then we, of course, looked at the survival and incidence. Another problem we had with cholangiocarcinoma, as I know many other people have had, is the misclassification of intrahepatic and extrahepatic cholangiocarcinoma. It's due to the cancer, HWO's cancer coding. So that was a problem for us.
Thank you so much, because that sounds really interesting. And can I ask you, what are the new findings here in your study that you have found?
We found in Finland, we got all patients from cholangiocarcinoma patients from 1971 until 2014, around 7,000 of them. And we looked at the incidence, and we did not see an increase in incidence. I know that in the United States, they have had a quite significant incidence rise. But then, of course, in other studies, they have not been able to show this. Well, we couldn't, as I told you before, we couldn't specifically look at the intrahepatic versus extrahepatic because of the coding problems. But we looked at the last years, and that they were the same as and in other places. The sub-study with the Helsinki University area for the risk determinant of the PSC, we received about 1,200 patients. It was a case control, so we had five controls for every cholangiocarcinoma patient. The odd ratios for the risk determinants were quite the same as we have seen in previous studies. We had the cholelithiasis, diabetes, liver cirrhosis, viral hepatitis, and the odd ratios were quite the same. We don't have a lot of B hepatitis in Finland, so in my paper, you should be cautious when you look at this, because the number of the B hepatitis were very, very low. And then the diabetes, we had a lot of type 1 diabetes in Finland. We actually have the highest prevalence of type 1 diabetes in the whole world. And these got a bit clustered together with the type 2 diabetes, because they might change the ICD codes. And when this was retrospective, it's hard to find out which one is the right one. So we pulled them together. But we were able to calculate the odd ratio for the risk determinant of PSC, which hasn't been done before. And of course, it was the highest of all our risk determinants, with an odd ratio of 30. Women had even higher than men. And this is the novel find. And of course, we all knew that it's a high risk, but we haven't been partially able to show this before.
Thank you. That's very clear, and it seems quite significant. Following your explanation, how might your findings impact on our clinical practice in the future?
We know that the risk, the most of cholangiocarcinoma is sporadic, over 70%. But of course, now we have more information about the different risk determinants of liver cirrhosis or viral hepatitis. In Finland, 80% of liver cirrhosis patients are due to alcohol consumption. And of course, information about general health is always very important with this kind, and of course screening of viral hepatitis. And now we have good ways to treat C hepatitis, so we can lower the risk factors for these. For the PSC patients, perhaps early diagnosis and trying to evaluate which patients are at risk for cholangiocarcinoma and target surveillance towards them.
Fine. And again, that's very clear. And I think that it is going to be very important. So another question comes for the future, because how might this study impact in the research priorities for this disease? I mean, are there any still research gaps here?
We, in our study group, as we say, we are quite focused about primary sclerosing and cholangitis. And the next thing we are targeting is trying to get to a prognostic score to evaluate which PSC patients are in risk of developing premalignant biliary dysplasia, and how we could identify these patients earlier. Another thing we are doing, because PSC is underdiagnosed in the early stages, we are trying to do a screening score, so you can more easily identify which patients are at risk for having PSC, and so that you could target perhaps your investigations towards these patients and make the diagnosis earlier.
Thank you, Dr. Barner Rasmussen. That's really helpful. And congratulations for your paper and joining us today. It was a real pleasure to receive the insight about your work and the relevant data that you have described.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, I hope you enjoyed this interview, and I strongly advise you to read the full version of this paper. As always, you are invited to join us again for future UG Journal podcasts. Thank you.
We hope that you enjoyed this interview, and please subscribe for further updates. Thank you, and see you again.